We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily. With activity wrapping up around campus days ahead of classes beginning, the CU football team moved its Thursday practice to the afternoon and now stands exactly 1 week from opening the season on Friday, September 1st versus rival Colorado State at Mile High Stadium in Denver. The Rams, of course, open the season tomorrow versus Oregon State up at Fort Collins, christening their new football stadium. Mike McIntyre's Buffaloes have begun implementation for the CSU game, and the Buffs head man says much of their game plan is based upon the Rams of 2016.
We'll game plan off of last year. Their offense, especially their offense last year, was scoring at will the last six games of the year. And defensively, they got better and better. I mean, against Boise State, I think they might have shut them out in the first half, or Boise scored right at the end of the half. So we have, looked at a lot of every game, watched every game, and then, of course, we'll see this next game and see if they've changed anything. They will have. Everybody changes a little bit, but I'm pretty sure as well as their offense was clicking, I don't know how much they'll change because they were moving the ball on everybody they played.
Obviously, if you're a CU fan, you're well aware of the Blackout Boys, CU's highly regarded receiving unit, which is ranked by most around the nation as one of the top five receiving corps in college football. One of the players who was supposed to be part of that group last year is junior receiver Jawan Winfrey, who was forced to miss all of last season with a torn ACL suffered 2 weeks into camp. The New Jersey native says he's ready to go, though, in 2017.
Definitely, I feel 100% right now. Still a little minor tweaks that I'm working on to get back, little glimpses of speed. But in terms of quickness and just fluid and movement, I feel definitely back.
What do you think you learned mentally last year sitting out having to watch everything?
Mm-hmm. I learned a lot, This is my second season, missing out of Division I football. I was in junior college before this, and then this is right after there, so it kind of hurt me a lot. But mentally, it made me stronger. I learned not to take anything for granted, and, just one day, everything could be different. And so just to stay positive, keep God first, and just to work harder.
One injury note, safety Jackson Sanchez, a junior out of Hawaii, will miss his second full season because of injury. Last year, he tore an ACL. This year, he's got a torn pectoral muscle, and Mike McIntyre says he's done for the season. Hey, have you heard about Buffs Mobile Fast Pass? Gives you exclusive access to limited last-minute ticket deals for the Buffaloes. Now, when an offer is available, we're going to text you the offer. You can purchase directly by replying to that text message. The faster, of course, you reply, the better your seats. A mobile ticket will be sent to your device within seconds of ordering. Find out more and sign up right now at cubuffs.com/fastpass or by texting BUFFS to 20123. That's 20123. Sign up right now, and you're going to get a $10 credit on your first purchase. The CU volleyball team finally gets to kick off the season today. Jesse Mahoney's Buffs are in Norman, Oklahoma, as part of the Nike Invitational. This afternoon at 3:30 Mountain Time, Colorado battles Northwestern State. All Pac-12 conference honorable mention outside hitter in 2016, Alexa Smith, says she and her teammates are ready for a real game.
We're ready to play someone else. We've been practicing against each other and scrimmaging each other a lot, so it'll be good to see other people on the other side of the net for sure.
What excites you? I mean, there's a lot of new people that you guys are trying to integrate. What excites you about this team?
You know, we do have some fresh faces, especially in the setter position. We have some freshmen coming in, Jaden and Brenna. And then in the libero position as well, we have a transfer in Brandon. So I think those new faces, as well as like the returners up in the front line, will really help us out as well.
The Buffs are returning 12 letter winners from a 2016 squad that finished 14-16 overall. Saturday, the volleyball Buffs will play Seton Hall early in the day and then host Oklahoma later in the afternoon to wrap up the Nike Invitational. And the CU soccer team looks to make it 2 wins in a row, hosting TCU this afternoon at Prentice Field. The Buffs host the Horned Frogs at 4:30. Try and get out there if you can to take in the game in person, but if you can't, it'll be televised on Pac-12 Mountain. And we've got some former Buffs and NFL preseason action coming up tonight. Nate Solder and the New England Patriots are in Detroit to take on the Lions at 5 o'clock Mountain Time. And Kansas City is in Seattle, where the Seahawks feature Will Prechek, Tedrick Thompson, and Paul Richardson. Chiefs and the Hawks kick it off at 6 o'clock Mountain Time tonight. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.